Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Sermons of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood. For the end of this week, we have another passage from Numbers 20, and it is another story of a test in the wilderness. One of the things we realize is that the point of God leading his people through the wilderness is testing in the hope that they will respond with faith. And same thing, of course, with Jesus' 40 days in the wilderness, who actually responded in faith and trust. So I start with verse 3. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Would that we have died when our kindred died before the Lord. Why have you brought the assembly of the Lord into this wilderness for us and our livestock to die here? Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to bring us to this wretched place? It is no place for grain or figs or vines or pomegranates, and there is no water to drink." Then Moses and Aaron went away from the assembly to the entrance of the tent of meeting. They fell on their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the staff and assemble the congregation, you and your brother Aaron, and command the rock before their eyes to yield water. Thus you shall bring water out of the rock for them. Thus you shall provide drink for the congregation and their livestock." Again, the people of Israel is quarreling with God and with his representative and with Moses. And Moses, again, goes into the presence of God with this problem because he does not know how to solve it. And God, rather than destroying his people again, gives a promise and an answer that if he strikes the rock with the stick, water will flow. And this is, of course, an image again of the Holy Spirit, that God has struck the rock that is Christ, and water and blood has flowed from his side, and the water is a sign for the Holy Spirit that he provides in the wilderness. Now the question was, do we quarrel with the Lord? We do, let us trust the true Moses, Christ, to intercede for us and to show himself as a merciful high priest for us. I keep reading in verse 4, "But the people became discouraged on the way. The people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food, no water, and we detest this miserable food." And the Lord sent poisonous serpents among the people, and they hit the people, so that many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord to take away those serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a poisonous serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live." So Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it upon a pole. And whenever a serpent bit someone, that person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. Another rebellion. There seems to be a pattern here. Complaint against what the Lord has given them. Complaint to Moses. And Moses again speaks to God, and God provides a remedy. And the remedy is this serpent of bronze, which is sort of a strange remedy that those who are bitten by the serpent, by serpents, can look up to the serpent of bronze and be saved. It is interesting, and it's worth noting, that this time around, people of Israel, because the serpents, they realize they have sinned, and they admit to Moses and to the Lord that they have sinned. Now, this somewhat unusual story is a prefigurement As Jesus says in the Gospel of John, "And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." And this is, in a certain way, a good message for this season of Lent, that when we sin, when we rebel, our solution is not a serpent of bronze, but it is Christ himself who has been lifted up, and we can look to him and be saved and healed.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.